Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. Do you happen to be registered to vote in Florida?
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you. So I know it's a little bit of a long, long way off, but what would you say are the chances of you voting in the August 20th primary elections for Florida, like, state, like, legislature and other offices in the U.S. Senate?
Yeah, we'll be voting on that, yes.
All right, so you're certain then?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. So would you say you're going to vote for the Republican Party or in the Democratic Party?
Well, I'd rather not say.
All right. Well, are you sure? This is a confidential survey. Really, it's just you and I are going to know the answers, and it will really help us if you did give full.
All right. Democrat.
Democrat? All right. Thank you. So would you mind sharing what year you're born in? And this is for, like, kind of statistical reasons, because we want to get to know everybody's opinions.
51.
1951. All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. So are you or is anyone in your household of any Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right. Would you mind sharing your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, all right. Were you going to ask a question?
Pardon?
Oh, were you going to ask a question? Or do you
No.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. So
I was talking to my wife.
Oh, all right. Okay, sorry. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or just like they've gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
All right. So now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate them and kind of rate your feelings towards them, either you're being very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And the first person is Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Chad Klitzman?
Not favorable at all.
All right, so very unfavorable then?
Right.
All right, thank you. Barbara Sharif?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.?
I'm not familiar with him.
All right, no worries. So if the Democratic primary for Florida State Senate were held today, and the candidates were Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., Barbara Sharif, and Chad Klitzman, for who would you be voting for?
Barbara Sharif.
All right, thank you. So how certain are you that you're going to vote for her? Are you, like, very certain, somewhat certain?
Very certain.
Very certain. Thank you. So, still thinking about the Democratic primary elections, could you please tell me which one of these issues is more important to you when deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate? And the list goes climate change and the environment, protecting reproductive rights, voting rights, health care, women and property insurance.
Could you say those slower? I'm a little hard to hear it. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No worries. Thank you for letting me know. So, still thinking about the Democratic primary election, could you please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for Florida State Senate? And the list goes climate change and the environment, protecting reproductive rights, voting rights, health care, home and property insurance, jobs and wages, education, or LGBTQ rights?
All of the above.
All right, understandable. But if you have to choose only one, which one do you think you would choose?
I would say protecting women's rights.
Women's rights. All right. So would that be reproductive rights then?
Pardon?
Would that be reproductive rights then? Protecting those?
Reproductive rights, yeah.
All right. Thank you. So thinking in political terms, would you say that you're a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'd say conservative to liberal, you know, somewhere in between there.
All right, so would that be moderate?
Moderate. Yeah,
All right, thank you. So what is the last grade of schooling you have completed?
I had 2 years of college, community college. You know, so.
All right, thank you. And last question, just for verification purposes, can I have only your first name, please?
Larry,
all right. Well, this will conclude our survey, Larry. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of the day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.